This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. As the worst-hit areas of Asia continue to struggle with the coronavirus epidemic, worries about infection and containment spread across the globe. In Australia Thursday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Based on the expert medical advice we've received, there is every indication that the world will soon enter a pandemic phase of the coronavirus. And as a result, we've agreed today and initiated the implementation of the Coronavirus Emergency Response Plan.
As to here in the U.S., VOA White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has the story.
A rare appearance by President Donald Trump in the White House briefing room, the second one since he came into office, to tell Americans about federal efforts against the coronavirus. His administration is requesting $2.5 billion of funding from Congress.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low.
A day earlier, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control warned that Americans should expect coronavirus outbreaks in their communities and disruption to their lives. Infected Americans number in the dozens, but more cases are expected. Democrats have criticized Trump for downplaying the spread of the virus. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
A gunman opened fire Wednesday at Milwaukee's Molson Coors Brewery complex, killing five people before taking his own life. He was identified as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man employed by the company. The mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, refers to the Molson Coors site by its original name when it belonged to the Miller family.
This Miller Brewing site has been part of the Miller family and part of the city of Milwaukee for 165 years. And this is the saddest day that we have had.
This is VOA News. In his third run for the U.S. presidency, former Vice President Joe Biden is fighting for his political life. But possible signs that he could win Saturday's key Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina give him a chance in the long string of nominating contests that follow in March. One sign was a key endorsement from Congressman James Clyburn.
I know Joe. We know Joe. But most importantly, Joe knows us.
The former vice president says he can deliver what the American people need.
Today, people are talking about a revolution. What the country's looking for are results. What they're looking for is security. What they're looking for is being able to sustain and maintain their dignity.
The primary in South Carolina is Saturday. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is calling on governments throughout the world to respect the rights and dignity of their people and to stop the widespread violations that lead to the deaths of innocents and impunity for those who commit atrocities. Bachelet presented an overview of the global human rights situation to the UN Human Rights Council.
Attacks by violent extremist groups caused over 4,000 killings in 2019, 500% more than in 2016, according to the SRSG for West Africa and the Sahel. This has alarming humanitarian consequences, including massive displacement and setbacks for development.
She noted the human rights of people had to be taken into account to effectively combat the virus. She said all public health measures should be carried out without discrimination of any kind. Security forces deployed Thursday to parts of India's capital where days of clashes between Hindus and Muslims killed at least 32 people and injured more than 200 others. The personnel are patrolling the streets to prevent any new eruptions of violence after Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed for calm. Germany's highest court on Thursday upheld a ban against a Muslim legal trainee wearing a headscarf while performing certain official tasks. In a 7-1 decision, the Federal Constitutional Court said while the ban does not interfere with the woman's freedom of religion, it is justified in order to uphold a law that calls for neutral conduct by legal trainees when it comes to ideological and religious matters. Under the law in the state of Hesse, the woman is allowed to wear a headscarf while sitting in a courtroom among observers, but cannot follow proceedings from the bench, lead any courtroom sessions, or take evidence. And five-time Grand Slam tennis champion Maria Sharapova has announced her retirement at the age of 32. Joe Palca, VOA News.